My name is Marquise Ramirez from WEAA.
My name is Kendra Pugh.
And we're going to be talking about the NBA Finals. So how'd you feel about it?
So game six.
And all of it, right?
Like, well, all of it. I just feel like all around it was just like, it can go either way. But I felt like a little bit of it was kind of sloppy. This was probably one of the sloppiest finals I've ever seen.
Really? Why?
Just because it just didn't feel organized.
What was unorganized?
Well, I feel like when the Suns was winning, it seemed like it was more like clean basketball versus when the Bucks is trying to win. It's just all over the place.
So you felt like it was more raw? Wasn't the coaching? It wasn't no rhythm.
I don't think so. I don't feel like that. Especially when I was watching Game Six, I was like, wow, this is halfway through the first quarter, and it looks like a baseball score.
Wow. Okay. Well, for me, I think it was played really well. I think that both coaches executed well. I think that the loss of Dario Saric hurt Phoenix more than we actually know. I think that Devin Booker and Chris Paul actually, I think, are the guys that, you know, you question. As I watched games 5 and 6, I believe game 4, if I'm not mistaken, Chris Paul wasn't the same player he was in the first 3 games that he was in the later last 3. And I think that affected it. I don't know if it's injury or just Holiday's defense, you know, because there was one point, I believe, in game 4 where Holiday began to guard Chris Paul 94 feet. And I think that affected him. And I heard Jalen Rose talk about it and say, when you got a guy in shape, you know, younger guy, you got in one of the old guys at the YMCA, he's, you know, checking him 94 feet. You know, he going to wear you out. You know what I mean?
I also think, like, when you think about Jrue Holiday, even KD, this is like 10 months ago, KD was talking about what a phenomenal defensive player Jrue Holiday was. So when you have probably one of the best shooters on the planet talk about Jrue Holiday, you already knew what type of defense. It's a lot of underground defense that a lot of, you know what I mean, you really have to go against him to see. But for KD to talk about it 10 months ago, that really shows how he has showed up as a defensive presence.
Well, for me, you know, we could even go back to before that, right? Like, if you're talking about playoffs and Jrue Holiday, when he was with the Pelicans and they had Anthony Davis and Rajon Rondo, think about the job he did on CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, you know, and how he was guarding them and how they struggled. You know, Dame had work on his game and evolve as a jump shooter, you know, because of Jrue Holiday and his defense. So when you think about Jrue Holiday, he's always been underrated, you know, overlooked, and guys in the league respect him, but sometimes I think the people, we ignore his level of talent on a defensive end.
But I feel like that's what a lot of, when you look at what a lot of people have been saying, a lot of people said that the keys for the Milwaukee Bucks to win this final, it would be Jrue Holiday. Because we already know what Chris Middleton can do. Everybody expecting the presence from Chris Middleton and Giannis. So you feel like when you think about those two presences, and even it's just, I feel like it was more organized far as the player's perspective, like having that underground talent that kind of like a team like the Phoenix Suns wasn't expecting.
Right.
And a lot of teams was like, okay, if Jrue Holiday step up, they're going to win this.
Well, who was the biggest, who let you down the most? From game 1 through 6, who was the guy who you like?
I'm sorry, but I'm kind of leaning towards Chris Paul, because in my head, when I thought about this, even back like 5 years ago, when I thought about a true point guard and leading his team, I think about Chris Paul. I think about what type of floor general he is as a point guard. He's a true point guard. So I feel like if Chris Paul was able to get some good looks or just be like a floor general, it would have opened up the time for Devin Booker. Because if Chris Paul isn't hot, that's not going to – Devin Booker is not going to really be – because I feel like they feed off of Chris Paul.
Yeah, so.
Even when Chris Paul was injured and he was still calling him, like, do this, do ISO defense, do this, it was more like – it was like, okay, we still feel his presence, but it just kind of like they sucked the life out of Chris Paul a little bit.
Okay, I agree. I agree with Chris Paul for me as well. But I think his communication, I'm not sure if that was the issue. I think his level of aggression was more so the biggest issue for me. You know, you can't go in scoring in between 10 to 15 points in a playoff finals. And, you know, the other guys, Giannis had about multiple 40-point games. Holiday had a 27-point game. I actually think Holiday won them the most important game. Well, obviously, the most important game was the championship game right there, up 3-2. That's a closeout game. But I think Holiday game five was very, very, very impressive.
Definitely.
Right? Because he's scoring 25-plus on the road, hostile environment. You know, Devin Booker's playing great basketball. They all were. To go in there, you know, steal the ball, you know, throw the alley to Giannis, I think that was one of the biggest plays. And then just think about how bad they wanted it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, they wanted it more. And I'm sure if you ask Phoenix, they would say that they wanted it just as much as Milwaukee did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Milwaukee just played possessed, mm-hmm. right? Like they played, you know, they left it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that Phoenix did not, or they did it less, but I think that they were going to do everything they can to achieve success, and that's what I think happened.
Like you said, the way that game five ended, it was kind of like it just took the life out of Phoenix, where I was just like, okay, I don't know, game six might be it. You know what I mean? The Milwaukee Bucks might close this out. They're going to close this out. I just felt that. And as a person who just loves basketball, me and you both just love basketball, but I feel like you kind of like, okay, like, this can go either way. You know what I mean? Both of these teams really deserve it with all the things that Giannis has been through. They were talking about, okay, he might leave and stuff like that. And to actually win this title, and everybody felt like the moving pieces around him wasn't great. Just like last year was one of, ooh, that was a tough season to watch for the Bucks. And now the fact that the momentum has changed and they actually came out on top, it was just amazing to watch.
And you got to credit Budenholzer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about how in the first couple games, Giannis would get the ball and, you know, square up with Ayton and go through him that way versus now he get it and go, right? He's like, I'm boogieing on this guy, I'm getting by this guy, and nobody's going to stop me. What's important, though, is what I asked you earlier today is do we rank championships now? Like, do we rank these things now? Because think about Giannis has one, Durant has two, Curry has three, Kawhi has two. These are some of the biggest athletes in the NBA. Do you think that the Kawhi Toronto Raptors championship or the Giannis championship, are we ranking those higher than Steph Curry's three and Kevin Durant's two?
To me personally, I feel like I do like hold value to the Toronto Raptors because that was a tough team.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if those guys, Klay Thompson, and you also have Kevin Durant, if they wasn't injured, I feel like the Warriors would have pulled it out.
Mm.
So it's just like, yes, I do rank the Raptors' victory higher. Because they were underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
Even during the season, nobody was really paying that much attention to them until late.
I think so. Like, if we're going doing like a decade piece, right? Like, you think within the last 10 years, or even like 2010, 11 years, whatever the case may be. I think the most difficult championships to win would have to be most impressive would have to be Giannis against Phoenix and LeBron against that Warriors team. Those two, I think, define greatness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking away from super teams, but I also understand the level of talent, right? Like, you're playing with, you know, perennial all-stars versus Milwaukee and Cleveland, who didn't have much. So I just think that those things are extremely important, and I think that's a testament to who they are as a NBA player.
And me, far as I do rank that was just amazing, that Cavs team. I ranked that Cavs team versus the Warriors and that Toronto Raptors team versus the Warriors. I feel like those are the two head-to-head because they're just like, wow, like, Toronto? Are you kidding me? Against the Warriors? Nobody was picking them. And had not Klay and had not Kevin got hurt, it was no doubt the Warriors was winning that.
Yeah, and I agree. So, you know, my name is Marquise Ramirez.
And I'm Kendra Pugh.
And we're reporting from WEAA. Have a good day.